Hey guys, we are back here on Hoops Hype. It's just me again. I am going to I know many of you have been wondering about the NBA Summer League. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's came to a close. And one player that many of you are truly wondering about is the college scoring champ, averaging 28 points and 8 assists per game, Trae Young. So let's talk about him. So he got drafted to the Mavericks in pick 5, got traded to the Hawks, and so far he's had, let's call it an interesting summer league. He's had an interesting summer league throughout. And so this summer league, there is one major question. Will Trae Young become a star, or will shots never get to fall? And will he end up like Lonzo Ball, that big draft bust? I call him a draft bust because he, got picked 2nd. He was doing literally amazing in the summer league. Got called up, started his first game, and had 2 points. That's just crazy for a player who, had 36 points, about 8 assists and 8 rebounds in like one summer league game. All right. So off of Lonzo Ball, so Trae Young, he's shown much promise in college. You know, he looked like Steph Curry. How Steph Curry is in the NBA, as much as Trae Young did look in college. Now, I know it's kind of hard. It seems so crazy that he averaged 28 points and 8 assists, and they only get 40 minutes in a game, so they should. Some people are like wondering, well, how come he isn't scoring more than 28 points and 8 assists? Because he's getting more than 40 minutes. He's getting 48 minutes. One big reason. Well, there's two major reasons. Number one is pressure. Many players have hit this, let's say Darko Milicic or Greg Oden, all these different players who were college stars, were amazing in college. They were huge busts. Like Darko Milicic, let's think of 3 players that he got picked over. 1, Carmelo Anthony, which is crazy because Darko Milicic never made anything in the league. Carmelo Anthony still playing superstar. 2, Dwayne Wade, and 3, Chris Bosh. I know that's hard to believe. All 3 might be Hall of Famers, you know. Okay, so, you know, they had great careers in thinking about Darko Milicic. He never even made an impact. Not one bit. And let's think about Greg Oden. Here's another big one. So, Greg Oden, he's looking to come back, but he never made any impact whatsoever on the NBA game. Versus, he got drafted over Kevin Durant, a future Hall of Famer, one of the best finals performers of all time. And he, by the way, just won his 2nd finals MVP award this year. So he's been amazing. So Trae Young, let's get back to him. That pressure is really looking like it's building up out there for him. First game, 16 points, 1 for 11 from deep. But many of you think that might be the number one thing, but that's, tell you what, it's not it at all. The number one thing is that in college, the three-point line is 2 feet closer than the NBA three-point line. So he looks like he's taking the same shots, like I'm talking half-court bombs out there. And he, like the same shots in like mid-game. The only player who can take and make those shots, the only two players I should say, I told you this in our last podcast, next season awards, was Damian Lillard and Steph Curry. And let me tell you something interesting. So according to ESPN, I looked up who, like, according to ESPN, I looked up, like, his averages for points and stuff, and it has, like, weird percentages for, like, points and turnovers and stuff like that for his projections. And this year, he's supposed to look a lot like Dennis Smith Jr. Why is that? I don't know, but that's what ESPN says. So, back on topic, that three-point line is, like, players in college, they're really shooting that three ball. But in the NBA, the three-point shot, they take it a notch down. Like, because players are shooting it almost, like, 50% of the time when they get the ball up the court. Contested shots, they go in, though. So let's think, like, Connor Burchfield, Miles Bridges, they shoot it every time almost. Almost. And one big thing about this three-point line, so people are really not giving anyone a chance to say they look like they're going 1-for-11 or 2-for-8 or 1-for-7, and then people are like, they suck. Well, they need to get adjusted to it. So the one thing that people are like, oh, this is not going to be a good year for the rookies. I don't know who's going to do good. It's because the players never get adjusted. Like, it's tough to get adjusted from a three-point line that you're used to. So once they do get adjusted, then they are back on track. And, you know, like, I don't think at the beginning of the season, like, Jason Tatum didn't look like he got used to the three-point line. Even, and especially Lonzo Ball, he never even got used to the three-point line. He might never get used to the three-point line. And this is really, really big for some rookies. Like, some rookies are really mad, like they wish they could stay in college forever. They wish there was a smaller league. Well, other than the G League, they wish there was a smaller league that didn't get counted out. If these players want to get used to this three-point line, then they got to go and play in somewhere like China, where it's really popular, and then they can become big and, like, really popular, and then they can go back to the NBA, and they'll have extra fans and all that. So if Trae Young can't get used to the three-point line this rookie season, then he needs to go play in China for a little in the off-season. Like, I'm sure they'll be willing to take him, because I'm sure he'll average about 15 points per game or so. But if he does not, I mean, if he is not satisfied with his performance this year, then he has to go to a place like China in the offseason. So I think I'm going to end the podcast about here. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is Hoops Hype. Keep giving us those plays. I'll find Caden sometime soon. We'll have something. We can talk to you guys. We can, you know, come into that rhythm again where we keep making podcasts. See you guys next episode. I think I might make one really, really soon. So stay tuned, stay on your Chromebook, and maybe listen to some of our other podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is Hoops Hype, signing out right now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.